distrust in healthcare institutions is defined as trust in the institution itself as well as the people and staff within that institution, and it allows individuals to place their trust in providers and other institutional citizens without having specific knowledge about them. So trusting a doctor when you go into the office before you even met them because they're associated with that particular institution. It's also important to the financial and political health of healthcare institutions as they compete for patients in the marketplace. Research on the importance of trust and distrust in healthcare institutions bears this out. It has shown that lower institutional trust interferes with the therapeutic relationship between physician and patient, is associated with higher rates of changing physicians, seeking second opinions, and reduced reliance on the judgment of physicians, reduced participation in adherence to recommended treatment, and seeking and receiving needed health care, and likelihood of organ donation and proactive end-of-life planning. However, the views of trustworthiness in health care are likely to differ depending on racial ethnic groups, given the historical legacy of mistreatment in this country that African Americans have faced in the medical profession and current health disparities and for Latino patients. But little is known about how these three different, how African Americans, Latinos, and whites view the trust of healthcare institutions and if those views differ. And so the objective of our study was to better understand contributors to trust and distrust in healthcare institutions and how they vary across these three racial ethnic groups. Our study was qualitative. It involved 17 focus groups. We conducted 9 with African Americans, 3 with Caucasian, and 5 with Latino. The African American and the Latino participants were recruited from community organizations as well as a public hospital, and the Caucasians were recruited from a private hospital. We used a semi-structured interview guide, and the focus group discussions were transcribed verbatim. We coded them. There were 2 raters, and we had a high intercoder reliability, showing we coded the data consistently. And we had 91 codes. We used a grounded theory method, well, partially grounded theory method. We had 17 codes to begin with, and then as we went through the data, we found more codes that we added and applied all the codes to all the transcripts and then analyzed the data. This is a pretty busy slide, so let me just summarize it for you. But just the demographics, the African American and Latino patients were had less education and poor insurance, so more uninsured and use of federal insurance than the Caucasians. They all had had pretty high exposure to health care in the past year, and we asked about that with the hypothesis being that people who are less likely to trust are less likely to have experience with health care. And so what I'm going to show you are the 3 sort of themes, major themes that we found. First, under determinants of trust, and I'm going to talk about the similarities and differences across racial ethnic groups. Then I'm going to talk about the determinants of distrust and the similarities and differences across ethnic groups, and then consequences of trust and distrust. And I'm going to actually give you representative quotes for each of the major themes that we found. So we found for determinants of trust that actually they're very similar across the 3 racial ethnic groups. Experiences, positive interactions with staff actually contributed to trust. Experiences of physician competence and attention, physicians attending to the patients. Positive healthcare results, meaning like you went in and you left feeling like you got the treatment that you needed or were diagnosed appropriately, and getting care for and what the participants perceived to be not-for-profit institutions. There was one difference, and that was that the African-American and white participants had higher trust in what they called teaching hospitals or what we might know as academic health centers. And here I'm going to show you some representative quotes. This one about staff interactions from a white participant. I think the staff is important in how they treat you because a lot of the staff gets you ready for the procedure. I had cataract surgery, and the whole place was so professional. Physician competence from a Hispanic participant. I have insurance, but I use the public hospital because the doctor's there. I trust them more. Positive health care results from a white participant. The first time I had surgery, when I got hit by a car, then I had to learn to walk again. Now I do trust the health care system a lot because I didn't know if I was ever going to walk again. Not-for-profit institutions from an African-American participant. I know the public hospital because it is a not-for-profit organization. I would trust them. And here's a quote from an African-American participant about teaching hospitals. You should always go to a place where they have teaching, where there is a whole lot of people coming in and out. Somebody may figure out what is wrong with you. If you just got one person, you know they may not figure it out. And if you've got 10 people coming and looking at you, you know how they make their little rounds on TV? One may think, well, you know, she could have this. This one would say that. Well, you know she'd have that. And that means they're thinking. This finding was really surprising to me, given that you always think it's annoying for all of you to go into that room as a doctor. But actually, they found it reassuring. I'm going to talk about determinants of distrust. Again, there were similarities across the racial ethnic groups that are actually basically the opposite of what we found for determinants of trust. But there are two major differences between African Americans and Hispanics and whites in that they had experiences and expectations of discrimination in the healthcare setting. African Americans from the standpoint of being discriminated against based on their race, and Hispanics being discriminated against on the basis of their language. And then African Americans differed from all three, the other two groups, because they had fears and expectations of medical experimentation that led to distrust. And I'm going to share some representative quotes there. Distrust is a Hispanic participant. What causes distrust is the clerical staff. When they failed and looked at you, and when they don't call you to let you know the appointments was canceled for some reason. Lack of continuity of care from a Hispanic participant. For me, the lack of time, I can accept that. But that about the continuous change of doctors for me is the worst thing that could happen for a serious sickness. Errors in clinical care. This is from an African-American patient. For 5 years, the private hospital was treating me for a thyroid problem. All I was told was that I would have to take pills for the rest of my life. When my money turned around, I couldn't go there anymore, so I went to the public hospital. I went there, and they gave me 3 tests over 3 months and found that I never had a thyroid problem, but I was on Synthroid for 4 years. Not-for-profit institution from a white participant. I think the worst part of the healthcare system is at this point, it's not necessarily the medical staff, but it's the managed healthcare, the bottom line being the cost and how decisions are made using that factor above all others. And here's two representative quotes about discrimination, one from a Hispanic participant. We are discriminated against for not speaking English because there's no interpreter. I had to wait 3 or 4 hours. And then an African-American participant. If I come in your doorway and you treat me nasty, then I don't need to be there. There's a lot of hospitals in the city that are racist hospitals. Experimentation. That's just like experiments. People experimenting on black people in the 40s or whenever they did it. All of that stuff carries over. I think it's still happening today. If there's a situation where you feel like there's no hope for you, they will get you into this study. They know that you're going to die anyway. They're not really trying to get you well. So what were some of the consequences? Well, people shared with us, as was found in the previous literature that I quoted, that trust facilitated health-seeking behavior. One of the other interesting things that we asked patients was, if you had a doctor that you trusted, and they were at an institution you trusted, and that doctor left, what would be more important to you? Would you stay at the institution you trusted, or would you follow the doctor you trusted? Because we were interested in the interaction between the two. And basically, most people said they would follow the doctor they trusted. And here's a quote from a Hispanic participant describing that. It's the trust that one has with the doctor, that you're going to follow the doctor, because it's like I said, the trust that is basic. So that was most important. Our study was limited by the fact that we had different groups, a number of participants in each racial ethnic group, although we reached theme saturation in coding of those each groups. We had recruitment from one single urban environment, the city of Chicago. We had slightly differing recruitment sites out of necessity. And respondents had a lot of contact with the healthcare system in the last 12 months. It might be different if we had more people who had less exposure with healthcare. But we found that determinants of trust in healthcare institutions are similar across racial ethnic groups, except for teaching hospitals, with African Americans and whites actually found to be something that engendered trust. Determinants were also very similar, except for discrimination and experimentation, which were really important factors for African Americans and Hispanics. And interpersonal trust in physicians was made more heavily in their decisions about seeking health care by participants than institutional trust. And our recommendations are, there clearly needs to be more research, but basically on our findings, I think when we're either thinking about building trust or doing research on trust, we need to actually realize that one size does not fit all, that there's different ways to approach this and different groups perceive healthcare institutions differently. and that healthcare institutions should reflect on the factors that contribute to trust and distrust and how they could improve those factors. And we've given some examples of what they can do there. I just want to end by acknowledging some of my colleagues who helped me with the study and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and the National Cancer Institute who funded this work.